I'd like to call this meeting to order. The requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Jones?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Conry?
Here.
Hagan?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
First up on our agenda tonight is the audience portion for comments, petition statements, and testimonies from guests. And if you would, your name and address for the record, please.
Debbie Spinks, 40 Spain Street. And I just want to say thank you for moving us up. I was here 2 weeks ago. Those seats at 2 hours, that was a lot.
It was an unusual meeting.
Thank you to Christine. I came about 33 State Street, and they were trying to find out who owned it and trying to get the lawn cut and something done about the bushes. And I emailed Christine. Somebody came and mowed the grass on the 26th of June. And what I was wondering is, have we heard anything from the owners, and are they planning to do anything about the overgrown bushes blocking the sidewalks and the decaying bushes in the front? And is there anything we can do about that?
Well, I can do the same thing I did before and have the company come out and take care of it. I have not heard from the owners, but I will reach out to the reverse mortgage company again and see if I can get them.
Okay, because it was a big improvement. Just happened the grass mode. It was slow. But, you know, we really do still need the bushes trimmed. I know there's ordinances. They shouldn't be over a foot high. These things are, like, past the roof. So, you know, if they could come out, we'd appreciate it.
We'll use our same tactic.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is there anything else on that property that needs to be done?
Well, there's groundhogs. But, you know, now the groundhogs have spread. I walked the dog in the alley, and one popped his head up in another hole across the street even. So I don't know what we can do about the groundhogs.
I'll walk my dog down.
I'll tell you, it's scary because somebody told me groundhogs are really mean, so aggressive. I don't know. But
can be if they're cornered.
Yeah.
Protecting the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. There's adults, there's babies running around. I don't know. But, you know, that would be nice to have taken care of, too. But at this point, just the bushes trimmed and the dead ones taken away would be great. Thank you very much.
Christine, take care of it for you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Reverend Bachnight, 95 Leonard Page Trail, Washington, New Jersey, and from Mount Pisgah. First question, what do we do about, who do we report abandoned or what we might think is abandoned property? The corner of Ramapo Way and Lenape Trail, it looked like they had certificates in the window, but now you can see straight through from the front of the house to the back, and now the grass is mixed with weeds that are about this high. And
what's the address?
You can't see the house number. The branches on the trees are very low.
Where is it?
It's on the corner of Lenape Trail and Ramapo Way. It's the first house on the right-hand side, right where they had the "This is your speed" sign that was up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which we were trying to figure out when that went up and why.
That's a police department.
Oh.
Unless it was one of those signs that some homeowners put up, slow down, drive like your kids live.
No, we had nothing. All of a sudden we came in one day, and that was my next question. Who makes that decision? Because that street is very tight when cars are on both sides, and then the sign was a little further out, so people were trying to go around the sign, and it was playing dodgeball with the cars. So we were a little concerned about that. And also, if we're posting signs on the church parking lot of no trespassing private property, the 4th of July holiday is coming, and we have people not only parking in the lot, but parking on the grass. Is there a way to get barricades, or do we just aggravate the police department to come and remove the cars if they start to park?
It's your property. If you have barricades, you can certainly put them up.
We don't have them.
Okay,
but can
what,
we get them?
What the borough has will
rope
be used
yeah, for the parade route.
For us and everything.
Okay, so rope it off?
You can, they can use rope for...
Yeah.
Excuse
they
me,
rope
you know, they
right.
sell
right.
plastic
right.
chain.
Property.
You can maybe get that plastic chain to put it.
Some kind of chain.
That's too expensive, so...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Aggravate
aggravate them and then well, I mean, people have taken, when we had chains before, I learned that people took the chains and then went back and parked in the parking lot. But we had people on the grass in the parking lot, blocked in the end of the street. So.
The church should have a celebration that day and have let all your members come and park in there to watch the fireworks.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Block out the lot.
Or you guys going to some money.
St. Joseph's has done that in the past.
What's that?
St. Joseph's has done that in the past.
Yes.
Charging for parking for various events that are around.
Okay.
Even in the alleys, they don't care if you park in the alleys.
I know. They'll park everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's not a car park. They park.
Those are the only two things.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Hello. Richard Sherman, 15 Gardner's Court in the borough. I go way back here. First time I stood up in front of this council was 2002, complaining about a sewer issue down in Gardner's Court. Told at that time, yes, it's a long-standing issue, and there is a repair for this issue. Here we are 12 years later. At the time, my unborn son is now going on 12 years old, and we still have the issue down here. We still have sewage backing up into homes on Gardner's Court. There's been a couple repairs done on that system, and nothing has alleviated the problem. I hear there is another repair. Again, getting secondhand knowledge of what that repair is to attach four or five homes to a different line, I will tell you right now that's not the fix for this issue. If there are going to be other homes still attached to the existing line, that sewage backup will still take place into the existing line. It will still be up into homes. You just won't have the four or five people that have complained about this issue in here complaining about it. You'll have four or five different people in here complaining about it when it finally gets to their homes. I really request that two things. One, you get moving on this project. I've heard it was supposed to have been done by now. I've, over the past 12 years, had to take my children out of my home to a hotel or my mother-in-law's numerous times because of sewage in my home. I don't want it to happen anymore. It can't happen anymore. My son standing out on the roadway listening to the emergency response people this past Sunday who said, boy, it really stinks down here. And my son said, this is just a Sunday smell at Gardner's Court. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Mr. Higgins, you told me a while ago that this takes a long time to get done. This can't happen anymore. I have not gotten legal counsel to come at the borough to this point because I wanted to be a good citizen. I didn't want anyone spending money needlessly fighting a legal battle. I can tell you right now, if I don't see something happening soon, I have no recourse but to come after the borough. I've spent thousands of dollars cleaning out my basement from sewage in the past. Luckily, Sunday didn't get into my basement, other than the stench that made us have to leave the house for a while. But this can't keep going on. I've contacted the DEP and the EPA, people I do know, and I can tell you right now, the borough will be hearing from both of them. And I'm going to start fighting right now like I've never fought anything in my life. You need to take a hard look at the whole problem, not just a Band-Aid, and get it fixed. Not just for me, for everybody down there. Please.
Anyone else? I've accept the motion to close the audience portion.
I'll make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, first up, we have ordinance 3-2014 for introduction. Anybody like to make?
I'll make a motion.
To introduce.
To introduce ordinance 3-2014.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
I got a question. At the last meeting, we went over the agreement, correct?
Correct.
We are introducing the ordinance only tonight. I don't know. Can I see what I'm doing? On the advice of Leslie, our attorney, we're introducing the ordinance. We're having a conference call with the bid and their attorney, Leslie, myself, and Dawson next week to discuss any questions or concerns either side may have. So in order to get this going, we're just introducing. At the next meeting, Leslie will be here. We'll have it on for adoption, and then we'll also have a maintenance agreement.
Has the bid had an opportunity to see this before tonight?
Sandy has seen the ordinance, yes. It's memorializing.
Yes, we're very careful to make sure that everything was put in as per the comments, even though we didn't have anything hard in front of us. We went through items pretty specifically at the council meeting. So everything as far as, like, no naming of the far, yes on the donation, who's just going to maintain it. Every single thing that was discussed and agreed behind about all of this verbally was put to head by and comments in the front.
But Christine, will we get an opportunity as council to see the agreement prior to the evening that
yes,
of the
absolutely.
Final adoption? Okay. That's what I thought. All right. Thank you.
And then you would also have the opportunity, as with the engineer, to walk the park prior to the closing slash transfer title. That even though you agree on it in the council meeting, the actual passage of the title, you would have that opportunity.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Do we need a motion to approve on first reading? Or we need you to read it by title only?
I have to read it by title. Ordinance 3-2014, an ordinance authorizing the execution of an agreement with the Washington Business Improvement District for the acquisition of a pocket park and for operations, occupancy, and revenues with respect to the pocket park and amending a portion of Chapter 3, Article 8A, and Chapter 64, Article 1 of the Code of the Borough of Washington.
I would accept the motion to approve on first reading.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Roll call, please.
Jones?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Any reports?
Make a motion to receive and file.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on either of the reports? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Old business. We have some representatives from Green Energy and Energy in the Bank here. Yep, your turn.
Good evening. Thanks for seeing me again on such short notice. You got a copy of the amendment?
The council has it in the packet.
Okay, great. I think where we left off, from the previous meeting was everybody was pretty much in favor of what we were doing, as long as we left that one open item that did not get removed from the power purchase agreement. And so we did concede to that, and we did send an amendment showing that. And if you'd like to review it again, we can review it again. If you'd like to go over certain items, I want to make sure everybody had a chance to see it.
Okay.
I do have copies here I can hand out, or...
If you do have one, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't get in my packet, and I got to call and ask about it.
No.
All right.
So this is pretty much the same amendment that we had submitted prior, and we all discussed, with one exception. The one part of the power purchase agreement, talking about your rate not any greater than utilities rate, we were looking to strike that from the PPA, and that was a deal breaker, so we left it in the PPA. Do we want to go over item by item, or do we want to, like we did before, or do we want to...
Comfortable? Anybody has any questions that they'd like to ask? Please, now's the time.
What was the rate?
The rate was in the last packet. I'm sorry.
Yes,
it starts off at 9 cents.
It's still...
Yeah, it starts off at 9 cents per kilowatt hour, and it increases, I think, 9.5.
Right, it has an escalator. It's the rates weren't touched in the power purchase agreement. They stayed the same, and the escalator stayed the same as you signed it before. The items in this most recent one that were presented are just here. We did bring another copy of the layout, if you guys would like to look at that again. And we also have a representative from Amberjack Solar here who's actually doing the construction, who did the layouts for us and did the production, if you have any questions on that as well.
I do get that question.
Anything? Anyone?
Well, I'll make the motion to agree to the amended power purchase agreement.
Second. Okay. Any other discussion? Mm-hmm. Let's do a roll call on this one, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Everybody have a great 4th of July.
Thank you, sir.
You too.
And just one more thing. You guys had asked about Jersey sustainability.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it does qualify. I did look it up. It counts for 10 points towards your certification.
Beautiful.
All the information is on the website.
I looked it up, too.
You agree?
I put it in my manager's report.
Good.
You know, Carl, maybe we could just send the section to Christine that way.
Yeah, I do all the reporting for the Sustainable Jersey, so that would be excellent.
Okay, we'll send it to you.
Yep.
Okay.
I have your email address.
Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to new business. It's our resolutions. How about if we do 100, 101, and 103 together? 103 was on your desk this evening.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Is there any discussion on any of those? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Flores?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes. Okay, and 102, 2014.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Okay, any discussion? The only thing I saw on it was that, where it says the Orange Crate Derby, the rain date was Sunday, July 5th.
Right.
I believe that's Saturday.
Saturday.
That's the only thing that I saw. With that correction, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Vouchers.
Take a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Any discussion on any of the vouchers?
I noticed on page 12 or 13 that there was, again, repairs to our pool. I guess it was a leak. So we have two things. I just briefly discussed this with Christine, found out that both of these two, Whitney Plumbing and Heating, if you look on the left-hand side, there's two charges, and they both add up to this 1886. This is both two checks, I guess, to one company. So that was the thing there. But again, I just want to point out that there's a lot of maintenance going on in that pool, so we should really try to get another permanent fix there again, too, because all we keep doing is spending more money.
There was something proposed by the rec director, which Ms. Blanchard has, and they will be communicating. The rec director is away on vacation right now, but they'll be communicated, I'm sure, to coordinate and work out a solution.
Good.
Question.
Sure.
Is that going to fall underneath our budget to replace all the piping? Or is that going to be under the money we got from?
That's assuming that the piping is replaced.
Right.
It is my recommendation, and I think I addressed this in my manager's report, that we work to replace the piping. We abandoned the old system because we don't know what's there. And this is all items that need to be discussed at the Recreation Commission level. I think we have the piping donated to us. It's a matter of excavation. And there have been some ideas about going along the outside of the pool. We're not digging in the pool. But again, that's all very preliminary and still needs to be discussed with Recreation Commission. And I would hope to see it become part of the splash pad project. It's the governing body decision as to where and how that money is used, if we help them, etc.
I just want to ask a question. That's all.
Okay. Anything else on the vouchers? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, everything set for our company registered.
Joe?
Yes. That brings us to our recap. Did we give you anything to do this week?
In one day? Yeah, no. 43 State Street, I'll reach out to the company again, see what I can find out about who actually owns the property. Trimming of the bushes, et cetera. Checking the property on the corner of Lenape and Randall's away.
Okay. That was easy. Recap. Mr. Thompson, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hope everything went well.
Yes.
Since you're here, I assume it did.
Yep. Everything's okay, and thank you all. And enjoy the fourth. Get out and have some fun.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Jones?
No comments. Have a good, safe fourth.
Mr. Higgins?
Sure. You know, I'll start out with have a happy fourth and a safe fourth. Just so everybody knows, I've asked Christine to provide us with the maintenance records for that area down there. I want the computer generated.
What area?
What area?
Down on South Prospect.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we're having a hard time hearing you.
I need the computer enter maintenance.
Yeah. No, leave it open.
You have to leave it open.
They need the quote.
Maintenance documentation. Mm-hmm. The computer, it's date, timestamp, when it's entered in the computer. That's what I'd like to see. Mr. Sherman, I sent it to you in 2007. I apologize. I apologize for the lack of movement. I apologize for what you and your family have gone through. Hopefully, this system, I don't know if it was explained to you what it was that how it was going to work. They're going to put another set of pipes running diagonal with what's already there, tilted back towards 57. It's going to serve to take some of the pressure off of that siphon. And my understanding is the siphon backed up. This weekend.
That's right.
Because of road grit and other things that were in there. I guess when they put the jet in, it cleared it right out. So again, I apologize to you. And yes, it was supposed to have been completed by now. Let's see here. We're going to have a streets committee meeting sometime in the future to discuss. Everybody got a copy of what it costs? No?
No, I only handed that out to the streets committee for our meeting.
Well, I have a recommendation at the next meeting as to which roads that we're going to do. And that's it.
Mrs. Donnelly?
I have no comments. Just wish everybody happy 4th of July.
Mr. Torres?
Again, happy 4th of July, and I do extend the borough's apology for the situation down there. And I'm hoping that if there's a definite, permanent way to, you know, solve that problem down there, that we could look into it and see if something can be done. But, you know, hopefully this is not just, again, another situation where it's not fixed, but, you know, we're going to do what we can.
I'd also like to wish everybody a happy and a safe 4th. I'd also like to mention that I received an email from Beth Uporski. She is the head of the Warren County Girls Softball area. I should have brought the email with me tonight. Basically, she was congratulating the people of Recreation Committee, Commission, the park, and everything, because they had the girls all-star softball game there, and she said everything went wonderfully. It was very well planned, very well executed. Everybody had a good time. The field was in great shape. And she just wanted to relay her congratulations, and I thought I would share that with council. And Ms. Conry, if you would take that back to Recreation also, I would appreciate it. I'll try and get at least a copy for everybody of that email.
I do have something else since you brought up Recreation.
Okay, go ahead.
The nets.
Nets are going to be put up shortly?
They are.
In the management report.
We found the nets.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and after some discussion regarding liability, that I felt the borough was at risk, we found a way to find a volunteer to help us to put them up, and we'll be taking care of that hopefully next week. We're trying to work out a time.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, that's all I had. That's all you have. I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
Obey.
Oh, wait, no, we need an executive session. I'm sorry.
Make a motion for executive session?
For negotiations?
Contract negotiations.
For contract negotiations. Let's just do it.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?